Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. This is your friend, brother, Pastor Omar Zachary. We're here at Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated, located at 877 North Clayton Street in the beautiful city of Lawrenceville, Georgia, zip code 30046. And we would like to welcome you in here to our Tuesday night Bible study. First of all, we just want to thank God. We magnify and glorify God for this opportunity to be all over the country, to be all over the world through our Chaos Blog Talk Radio program. We also like to thank Elder and Sister Oliver for engineering and for their constant support of the church, amen, and of the gospel of Jesus Christ being spread in the form that it is. And we are so grateful here at Praise Tabernacle to have all of you that are listening in. Thank you so much for your support. We got word on Sunday mornings, about 10 minutes before we even started our Sunday morning service, that there was approximately 1,100 souls already keyed in preparation for the service to start on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. So we just thank y'all so much for praying with us, for supporting us, for being a listening audience. And we pray that God will continue to bless you. I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to turn it over to our leader on tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We appreciate you. We glorify your name, for your name is worthy to be praised. We thank you for this Tuesday night Bible study. Thank you for the leadership team that's on tonight. And I pray that you will bless the message and the messenger. Pray that this word on tonight will encourage your people. Those that are listening, we're praying for Praise Tabernacle Church, all the families, the friends, and even if we have any enemies, we love you and we're praying for you also. And God, it's in your hands that we commend the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all right. We have the one and only evangelist, Dove Stanton. I know some of you out there, you love to hear her. And we have Elder Victor Bluett, another one of our scholars, our Sunday school superintendent, excellent teacher, excellent Bible teacher. He's on tonight, and we may have a few more coming in. But at this time, without further ado, we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Dove Stanton to lead us forth in our Tuesday night Bible study. God bless you.
Good evening, and thank you, Pastor, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone. I hope that everyone that is listening tonight is doing well and is blessed and trusting and believing God each and every moment. Tonight, our lesson will be coming from Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. And we're going to be dealing with verses 1 through 20. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. And if you don't have a pencil and paper, I would encourage you to please get a pencil and paper, because tonight we are going to deal with the matter of the heart. Tonight we're going to deal with the matter of the heart. So we're going to begin with Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. And as you find that, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the previous chapter 3 in Mark. We see that Jesus went into the synagogue and is teaching in the synagogue and in the streets. And one thing I love about the versatility of Jesus is he can teach anywhere, in the synagogue, in the streets, in a boat, on a mountain, in a valley, and that's how we should be. We should take the word everywhere that we go. And that's one thing about Jesus that we see about his life. He teaches to the educated. He teaches to the uneducated. He teaches to anyone that has a listening ear, to the young, to the old. And his teaching is not complex. It's simple enough for a child to understand, yet educated enough for the educated to understand. And that's what we're supposed to do with the Word of God, make it where it's not complex, but the hearer can understand it. So we're going to begin with Mark chapter 4, and it reads, "And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on, And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing that they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Knowing not this parable, and how then will he know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endured but for a time. Afterwards, when the affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and becoming unfruitful. And verse 20 says, And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So tonight I said we're going to deal with the condition of the heart. Now, I wanted to kind of give you a meaning of a word that's used in here, and the word is parable. And a parable is defined as a simple story used to illustrate a word or spiritual lesson, especially by Jesus. Jesus taught in parables so that the people could understand. Remember, I opened up and I said one thing about Jesus is when he taught that everybody could understand, and he used a parable in this case. So we're going to begin, it says, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea and on the land. And we always know that usually wherever Jesus was, there was a crowd listening. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. So I want to have it stop right here. Who is the sower? And what are they sowing? Who is the sower? And what are they sowing?
That's good. That's good.
Anybody on the panel like to answer that?
I would definitely. I know in my thinking of it, and according to the scripture, and you, I know you're going to hit it later on. The sower is not. I could be considered as that as a pastor. But it also could be, like you say, the evangelists, the teachers, the apostles, the bishops. You know, some churches, you know, they will have missionaries, your elders, even your deacons. Your deacons are apt to teach. And so, you know, and not only that, but a believer, especially, I mean, wow, this is good tonight. I don't want to go too far, but especially once you have matured in the word, you should be able to be a sower of the word also. So, you know, let me stop there, but yeah, amen. All right, let me stop there.
Amen, Pastor. That's right. Not only Jesus was the greatest sower, but as
right.
Pastor said, pastors, evangelists, but also those who don't have that title.
That's
if you
right.
know Jesus
That's
Christ,
right.
the Lord and Savior, you are a sower. You're
Amen.
Supposed to be the seed. And
yes.
I also asked, and what are they sowing? They're sowing the seed. The seed is the word of God.
With
the seed
word.
Is the
That's
goodness.
Right.
So
That's
a
right.
sower, which is you, should be sowing seeds.
Yeah.
It's called us to sow seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You
yes.
have something to say?
Well, I was just going to add, and you've explained it really, really good. Point in Jesus' ministry, he wanted to take away the fundamentals of how
mm-hmm.
And so-called preaching was done in the synagogues, but
all right,
he got out of that so-called permanent setting to reach the average person, and the parables were for to keep the mind's attention.
Okay.
And see, when you're talking to somebody about something they already know. Or something they're familiar with, then you can kind of sneak in something spiritual. So he their mindset on what they knew, and he used what they already knew to draw their attention on something new outside of the church, out in the open. So and I know they got mad looking at him, who were teachers. By him teaching out of a ship or a boat, so he was the unorthodox teacher at the moment.
Yeah,
all
right, I like that.
Right, because
like
the people understood farming, so he them right where they understood, and they understood that when you farm, you have to put a seed in the ground to produce a crop. So here was Jesus talking about sowing. And in this case, the ground that he's getting ready to talk about is the ground of your heart. You know, what kind of soil do you have? What kind of soil do you have? So we're going to go on. And it came to pass in verse 4, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Now, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I want to stop, go back to verse 4. So it says, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. So we have some soil called wayside soil. And I want to talk about the wayside soil. The soil by the wayside is not broken up. It's very soft. You can't get beneath the surface. It is trodden down. And when the soil is trodden down, it means it's trampled or crushed underfoot. Formed by the action of walking or trampling on. This soil was treated with harshness or cruelty. It's crushed. It's oppressed. And some people have been that kind of soil, where people have crushed their hearts, so their heart is not broken up. Their heart is not pliable. It's not like clay, like God wants us to be, so that we can take in that seed and that seed can be germinated. You know, we got to be careful, because some of us are walking around with that wayside soil. We're walking around hurt that happened in the past, and our heart is so hardened that the seed can't begin to penetrate. And sometimes, like in this case, the seed may be the seed of forgiveness and love, but it can't even get in there to germinate and grow, because we won't allow it to grow. We won't allow God to heal it. So we walk around with wayside soil. And God doesn't want us to walk around with wayside soil.
Yes, God.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say, my sister. You working.
So I want you to examine yourself tonight as we go over these soils. If you see yourself in any of these soils tonight, you can fall on the rock. You can fall on God and say, God, change my heart. Because, see, the soil is so personal. It's a personal thing. Is your soil on tonight? Is your soil ready to receive the seeds? So I just want you to examine yourself. So, and it came to pass that some fell by the wayside. I want you to see if you see yourself in that wayside soil, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. That means the birds is sitting, the seed is sitting on top, so the birds can come and just take them and eat the soil that was given. You know, so you got other people in your life that's just coming to take your seeds, take the word that God has for you, but they're taking it. But it's supposed to be yours. It's supposed to be yours.
Wow.
If you see yourself, and if you see others taking your word, you need to proclaim your word back by changing your soil. And it's up to you to get your soil changed. So we go on to verse 5 and 5, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. Now, that's problems. Trials.
Wow.
Tribulation. Stress.
Uh-huh.
Doubt. Worry. You know, that brings joy. There's no depth to it. So you can only be happy due to your circumstances. Briefly.
Wow.
Not living a more consistent life of joy. Not living a more consistent life of peace. There's no root to your peace. There's no root to your joy. There's no root to having a sound mind. It's very shallow, short-lived intentions, rocky soil. Do you find your heart having rocky soil? Do you allow the problems and the tribulations of this life get you down? Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you're going to go through some stuff, but are you going to stay there? I have the expression, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah.
If you're going through hell, keep going. Don't
keep
stop.
Keep going.
Don't stop there. Don't stop right there. Because there's more to the side. Does anyone have anything they would like to say?
So Evangelist, what you're saying with this group, the Stony Ground, are you saying that these are people that it seems as if their joy and their peace is based on their material, you know, I got joy because I got a new house, or I got joy or peace because I got a new car, or I got a raise on my job. So is that what you are saying, you know, regarding those that may have the stony ground heart? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing, because it's very short-lived. Very short-lived.
Wow.
So those things are for us to use. There's an expression, God gave us people to love and things to use, not things to love and people to use.
Wow.
Wow, that's good.
Gotcha.
God gave us people to love and things to use, not things to love and people to use. People with that stony ground, they love their things more than they love people.
Wow.
They'll do more for those things than they do for God. They'll get the new car, but they don't want to ride anybody in the car.
Watch out.
They'll get the house, but they don't want to house anybody.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's no depth to it. They have these resources who came from our source, which is God, but they don't want to use the resources for God.
Wow.
Where's your heart at tonight?
Help us. Help us.
Where's your heart at tonight?
Come on
verse
now.
Verse 6 says, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Because it's sitting on the top, the sun is going to scorch it. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Thorny soil. Now, this soil may produce a little bit, but then our desires begin to change. And when I say desires, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, it has someone. Think about this. Think about desires that you have. It could be sexual desires. You know, you said you want to do that again. It could be desires of the flesh, pornography. It could be cigarettes. It could be a drink. Things that we're supposed to have dominion over. But those things have dominion over us.
Come on. Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thorns choke out. Thorns choke. So those things we're supposed to have dominion over. So they have dominion over us. You know, you're going along, you're doing good, you're reading the word, and you want that relationship with God to thrive, but you start allowing those thoughts to come into your mind, and instead of resisting, fleeing from them, you allow that thought to linger there a little bit too long. And so it begins to
shout
out the word. It begins to say, you know what? It's okay if I take a little drink. It's okay if I turn on my computer. I can delete the history so nobody will know that I've been in there.
Watch out.
Choke those things out. So it may produce a little bit. You may have a little something. You may have a scripture or two that you kind of rely on every now and then, but right now you're not really thinking about that scripture or two right now. You begin to think about, I'm just going to sit here for a few minutes and just go get me a little six-pack or go get me a 40 from, the gas station. Ain't nobody at home right now, so it'll be okay. What is the condition of your
Wow.
Do you have thorny soil? Is that what your heart is like?
Yep,
is that what the seed is falling on tonight? It's a personal question. You've got to examine yourself. You've got to examine yourself. You got to be real with yourself. Because you know you. You know what you look like behind the closed door. Anything they would like to say.
You working tonight. Go ahead, Albert. Go ahead.
Stop you because, man, but that verse 5, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth on. It's like when we hold a grudge or we mad at somebody for years and we build up that our immune system does not even work on what needs to make our bodies healthy anymore because we have mindset to just cast everything off. And when a good word does come our way or somebody does something good for us or even the person we mad at does something for us, we can't readily accept it. We can't even soak it in. We're a hard surface now. So the word is hitting you from everywhere, but because of what we are harboring inside, a stony heart, what we're harboring inside, we can't even accept a good word, even from the Lord himself. And doing a great job.
Wow,
that's good, Elder. That's good.
So let me add, is that how, I think with the wayside, the stony ground, and the thorn, y'all know I've been pastoring now 11 years, but I've been in church 41 years all my life, and I've seen, I guess I've seen almost everything in the church. But one thing that as a pastor now that still amazes me is we can be in service and the word of God can come forth powerfully, and just as soon as the benediction there could be an incident in the church where, mm-hmm. be it the pastor, the deacon, the evangelist, or whoever spoke that day, you know, we can have an incident immediately after service, and it's like, did y'all not hear what the pastor or the evangelist or whoever, did you not hear that word that just went forth? You know, I mean, I've seen that so much in church, and now you need to have counseling. But, you know, if you had just paid attention to what Elder Bluette had just preached or what Evangelist Stanton had just preached, if you had just paid attention, the answers you needed, God had brought right there through the word.
Right.
Now,
after
church, now there's this big uproar or whatever, you know, you go home upset and mad, but everything you needed was right there in that service. But because you was either fell on the wayside, the stony ground of thorns, you missed it. Is that what I'm hearing tonight?
That's what you're hearing tonight.
That's it.
The seed was bad. It was the soil that it fell upon.
Wow.
It wasn't that the seed was bad. Fell upon. We have so many different kind of people that come into the church, and they're out there. There's people coming there to seek God, to find out what this is all about. But then you do have some people that come in there. They're not trying to seek God and find out what it's all about. They're coming in with a different motive. With a different agenda.
That's it.
So, go ahead.
I think we still have to be fair, even to ourselves, because we're human, nobody's learned it all yet and how to put it all together yet, but we're still yearning.
Right.
We still have to be fair, because sometimes when we do get hurt by some folk, even in the church, our families, or wherever it might be, on the job, wherever, when we see that person coming, sometimes we have to prepare ourselves to be calm, to accept the situation, to accept them. I think we have to be fair. All of us are like that. Some of us are even getting better at just letting things go and moving in the word, but we have to be fair.
Right.
And sometimes we're more ready to answer what somebody is saying before they even make the statement clear of what they want to say to you. So
that's
every day and hear and listen at the same time to able to get a spot or to keep that situation positive. So we have to be fair on our own selves also.
That's
why I said it's such a personal thing that we have to examine our hearts. I mean, God knows the heart better than anybody, but this is a personal thing. This is such a personal thing. We have to, our desire needs to be, let me get before you, God, so that you can examine my heart. So anything that's not like you, anything that needs to be purged, submit and surrender. Those are my two.
Yeah.
Submit and surrender. I've got to submit myself and surrender everything that I am for you to use me. We got to submit and surrender.
That's good.
And when people do come and we see that their motive is not right, we've got to pray. We got to pray for them.
Yeah.
We got to pray. Those are some of those seeds that's been planted in us. You know, those are some of the seeds that allow to get through, and that's love and forgiveness and prayer and praise and worship. Those are seeds that we've allowed to get through. Now, we've got to pray that those seeds will get through with them, that God will change the condition of their heart.
Come on,
that's good.
Yes, amen. So we go on to verse 8. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. Now, that good ground is that soil that produces. When it gets the seed, it begins to germinate. It gets the rain and the sun, the balance it needs to grow. It sprouts up and it goes among the weeds even. And it knows how to thrive in circumstances, meaning you've allowed that word to get into your heart and to grow. And now you need to go out and multiply that with other people.
There you go. There you
sharing the word of God, sharing the good fruit, sharing the good news that if you repent, Jesus is there to forgive you. That if you repent, you can love freely. You can forgive freely. You can walk in wholeness. You can walk with a peace of mind. And that's how you get that 60 and that 100-fold, by going out and producing that, by sharing with other people. And even those with those hardened hearts, praying for them, giving them an encouraging word. Let them know how God brought you out. Let them know how you delivered. Let them know how you were set free. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. The word of God says we're overcome by the word of our testimony. Share your testimony with so that they can see how to come out, so they can see how to have a good fruit and produce and share with somebody else. You are a witness to your own story, but you don't want to even tell your story.
Come on,
You have to share with others what God has done for you, so that they can see what this hope is that you have. Good soil.
That's good.
Good soil.
Good job.
Does anyone have anything they would like to say?
I'm
good over here.
Amen. And verse 9 says, and he said to them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. One way that we can hear is by doing.
Okay.
One way we can hear is by doing, not just hearing it, but doing it.
But being a doer, that's right.
Being a doer. Verse 10, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. So some of you, you know the word of God, but some of you just need to break it down into a story so that those who don't know can understand. That's why I kind of defined what a parable was. It's a simple story used to illustrate a word or a spiritual lesson. Now, there's some that's going to come around you, you know, if this is you, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. They may not understand that. You know, they may not understand why you believe God like that. But we can keep it simple. We can, you know, you may not lay hands in any way. Our pastor teaches us a lot. Be careful who you lay hands on anyway, or be careful who lay hands on
you. Right.
You know, so keep it simple. Keep it simple. Hi, how you doing today? It's good to see you. Keep it simple. Can I just share a word with you right now, or something that I went through, something that God brought me out of? Share your story. It doesn't have to be complex.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be complex, so that other people can understand what you're saying. You know, I'm not going to lie. Years ago, before I got saved, somebody came up to me and they wanted to pray with me, and they began to speak in tongues. It freaked me out. I'm not going to lie. It freaked me out. I was like, okay, what? Because I didn't know what they were saying. I didn't understand what they were saying. And I'm going to kind of give it to you like gave it to me. If somebody came up to me speaking Spanish and I don't know Spanish, I'm not going to understand a word they're saying.
Right.
Come on.
If you walk up to somebody and you speaking in tongues, it's like you speaking Spanish to them. If they only speak English, they're not going to understand a word you're saying.
Right.
Keep it simple.
That's right.
Don't
That's right.
That's good.
Hey, my sister. Hey, you own it. And the truth of the matter go along with what you said. If you really got the Holy Ghost, okay, if you really got it like the Bible say, like they had it on the day of Pentecost, then the Holy Ghost would give you the tongue to speak so that person will be able to understand you. See, a lot of we can't get into this too much because this is a whole nother area, especially in Pentecostalism. We won't speak in tongues, but we won't speak to each other. So if you really, according to the word, when the Holy Ghost came, the people that was there in Jerusalem, they heard them speaking the wonderful mysteries of God in their native tongue. So they wasn't just speaking, you know, they weren't just ta ba 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 and ya 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 and all that. They were speaking an actual language so that the people there can identify and notice, wait a minute, how are they speaking like this and these men of Jews or whatever, but we hear them speaking our native language. So people can understand, but I'm not going to, but, you know, you open up that can, but I'm going to leave it right there. So I like that.
Yes.
That's why verse 11 and 12, because it says that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing that they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. I mean, you got to be able to understand what somebody is saying to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not trying to exclude anybody from the word of God.
Right.
Amen.
That's why I opened up and said, the thing I love about Jesus is he makes it simple so that the educated, uneducated, a child, 100-year-old, 200-year-old can understand what he is saying. He laid that blueprint to make it simple so that people can understand right where they are at to understand.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I know it happened with me when somebody started talking to me one day later on in my life, and they start saying things clearly that I can understand, I started saying, wow, God loves me right where I'm at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And God loves you right where you are at. That's why I'm talking about the condition of the heart on tonight. That's why I'm urging you to find where you are in your heart. To look at yourself.
Amen.
Because God wants you to repent, to turn to him, back to him, because he loves you. He doesn't want to see you lost.
Yes, God.
He doesn't want to see you. And it goes on, verse 13, and he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will he know all parables? How are you going to understand if you understand this? The sower, and then it goes back, verses 14 through 20 kind of goes back over all the soils. The sower soweth the word, that's us.
That's it.
Not only us. We sow in the word of God. The word is to repent. The word is love. The word is forgiveness. The word is grace.
Yeah.
The word is peace. The word is a sound bond. The word is peace. The word is joy. The word is everything. Verse 15, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that is sown in their hearts. 15, and they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. 17, and have no root in themselves, and so endure, but for a time afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. 18, and they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. 19, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such
good
as
ground.
Hear the word, and receive it, and bring
forth
fruit, some 60, and some 100. Tonight,
wow.
Urge you to examine your soil. Examine your heart. If you've never known Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right now is a good time to find out who he is.
Yeah.
If you have known Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you have backslidden, repent and go back to your first love. Find out who he is in the word of God. Don't let Satan keep you from soaking in God's word with the pride of life, with the riches of this world.
Yes, God.
These things are temporary. Don't let the worldly things seduce your heart, but give it to God. Hear what the Lord has to say by being a doer of the word.
Come on.
By being a doer of the word. God loves you right where you are at. That's why he's making it so simple on tonight. He wants that word to penetrate your heart. He wants you to be a witness for him, to share your life with others so that they know what this hope is.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Oh, you threw my sister?
I'm sister.
No, I was just, I thought we were going to the next wave. Look, I got folks texting me. I got the Saints are texting me, trying to find out where you at. They just coming off work, and everybody excited. My God, Lord Jesus, this was, I'm sitting here just going back over myself and just thinking about, you know, how long I've been in church, and I even though I am saved and love the Lord, but I even found myself in some things that you talked about tonight, and wanting to even search my heart, you know, a lot of time as a pastor, as a leader, you know, we as leaders in general, we have to be careful not to ever get to the point where we think we done arrived and can't nobody tell
right.
us nothing, because we know
right.
there is an enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he, you know,
yes.
if he can get the head or the leaders,
yes.
if he can get the leaders, then the body is going to follow. So this, I mean, this is Lord, help us tonight. This is great. Listen, Evan. Now, before we go, I don't know if Elder Oliver wanted any commercial breaks, but Evan, if you could just give, just in case there's someone listening tonight and they would like to give an offering of whatever, you know, whatever the Lord lay on their heart, can you give the offertorial information for us right now?
Yes, sir. Thank you. We are so glad that you joined us on tonight, this Tuesday night Bible study. We came from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, looking at the condition of the heart. And that even includes in your giving. If you have it to give, we are supposed to release it, not grudgingly or under compulsion, but out of joy, because we know that God is the provider. So we do have two ways that you can give on tonight. One way is by Cash App. Our Cash App is $PTC877. Once again, that is $P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, 877. You can also give by debit, credit, or PayPal. Our office telephone number is 678-760-6056. Once again, that's 678-760-6056. And we're not asking for a certain amount of money. We're asking that you give whatever your heart desire is to give. If it's a dollar, give it. Give it with the joy of the Lord. If it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000, give it with the joy of the Lord, the condition of your heart, even in giving. We thank you for anything that you give on tonight. Thank you, Pastor. Turn it back to you.
All right. Listen, people of God, I tell you what, I have been blessed by this word on tonight. As I stated, even it got me, I'm over here, I got notes, I done wrote down what all the wayside, the stony ground, the thorns, and the good ground. I done wrote notes and stuff over here, and I'm going to go back over. I got my Matthew Henry commentary. I'm going to go back and read this through again tonight. This has been some great teaching. My beloved came on, my precious wife. She snuck on here tonight. I told y'all on Sunday that Evangelist Stanton and my precious wife, and I think Lady Oliver and a couple of other ladies on last Thursday, they had a show here on the Chaos Blog Talk Radio, and they were ministering, I think it was concerning some of the things that's going on in the world and different things like that. And we got word that over 4,000 listeners had tuned in to listen and listened in on that service. And even more important, we're grateful for
Come
the 4,000, but even more important, there was two women that gave their life to the Lord, and we are grateful, and I don't think I could have ever imagined what Praise Tabernacle, the things that we are experiencing now, the growth, just where the word, how we, a small church, but a huge ministry. And God is really bringing that to pass. That has been my motto for years. We have a small church, but we have a huge ministry. And These last few months, even though we have not been able to fellowship as we normally would, the word of God, the sowers and the seed that has been sown has grown by leaps and bounds. I mean, and when this scripture says, and I think it's the last scripture, and I'm going to be quiet, but it says that 20th scripture, Mark 4 and 20, and the Lord just revealed this to me as I'm sitting here now. It says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. And I'm here to say praise Tabernacle. It has been 100-fold. I mean, we had just two of our evangelists, my wife and Evangelist Stanton, was ministering to over 4,000 people, you know, just heard that word on last week. And we, like I told y'all Sunday morning, we had already 1,100 people sitting, waiting 10 minutes early for Praise Tabernacle to come on. So if nothing else, I am grateful to God that his word and Evangelist Stanton brought forth this word on tonight. It's right on time. It's in time. And I'm seeing it as the pastor. I'm seeing this verse 20, the verse 1 through 20, manifest right before our very eyes. Our Facebook Live. Our Facebook Live is reaching anywhere between 2 to 4. And I think one service we had right at 500 views. I mean, it's like every service, the comments is reaching 300, 400, 500. When we was just in our normal, we would have maybe 20 or 30 comments, 20 or 30 views, but we are literally reaching hundreds and people all over the country and all over the world. Praise Tabernacle. Y'all listen, people all over the country and all over the world have been blessed and are being blessed by the ministry that God has given us. And from Elder Bluette teaching on Tuesday night, Evangelist Stanton teaching on Tuesday night, Elder Taylor teaching on Tuesday night, me and my wife double teaming, Elder Oliver and his wife double teaming on Mondays. And I mean, we had the prayer service. We was reaching anywhere between 200 to 500 people. I mean, it's verse 20. I mean, this, Lord, let me stop. Okay. This, we are seeing it manifest. And it's not even, I'm not even concerned with the income, the money. I'm talking about the souls that are hearing the word of God. And Elder Oliver, if he wanted to, he could come on now and just tell y'all the different changes that he's had to make over the past couple of months. God has blessed him. He's even got more sponsors. I mean, just blessings. God is really doing a great thing for us, and we're grateful. So before I close tonight, Elder Bluette, did you have any last comments that you would like to make before we close?
No. Great lesson, a great breakdown, a great build-up, beautifully put together and taught. It was for me, too. So I appreciate that.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. First Lady, Sister Zachary, did you have anything else?
Oh, my Lord. I tell you what, this word was for me tonight. God is good. Evangelist Stanton, when you said what you're going to be ministering, it was so amazing because I've been working in the garden and I've been dealing with roses and soil and
Watch
planting and pruning and all of that. And when I tell you, if you don't put those plants in some good soil, It will not prosper. But thank you tonight. Good God from Zion. My heart is so filled, so I'm just going to stop talking. I love y'all.
Now, you know what? The whole service, I was sitting here thinking about my wife, me and my beloved. We've been, y'all know I'm from the hood. I don't know, didn't know nothing about planting no garden, didn't know nothing about planting no flowers.
All we had was stony ground and wayside where I'm from, so we didn't really do too much. But me and my wife, we have spent over the past few months since we've been off work and all this has been going on, we've spent so much time just planting and doing our yard, and we have learned so much even about the rose plants, the rose bush garden, and excuse me, it would look like it's about to be fine, about to be great, but then my wife would have to go back and cut some of the little roses off because of infections or different pestilence or whatever they're called that will attack the tree. And I mean, and it seemed like overnight or within a day or two, we put a little more water, that rose would come right back up. Lord Jesus, let me stop here. We might need the tag team on Friday night. And I mean, this has been some of it. They would let you know whether they needed to be in sun for a certain amount of hours, or if it needed, or if it could be in the shade for a certain amount of hours.
Yay.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, if you put it in the ground and put some water, that's enough. But that's not enough. It's a lot more other things that have to be. Lord, help me tonight. Whew. If I was preaching, if Sister Taylor was here and I was preaching, I would say, is there anybody here that just understands? Let's be encouraged. Let's keep on sowing good ground.
Yeah.
And just because it has not came up now, that does not mean it's not going to come up. Amen. So I got people texting me. I don't even know who it is, but evidently they're excited as I am. But listen, we're through for tonight. Amen. Meet us back on Friday at 7 o'clock. Meet us back here Friday at 7 o'clock. We're gonna be on for our Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries this Friday night at 7 o'clock. So meet us back here. There is a word from the Lord. I don't know. We might just pick up. Evangelist Stanton has taught it tonight. We might just preach it on Friday night. So just come on back Friday night. I may have a rose bush and I may preach with a rose bush and some tulips on Friday night. I don't even learn some of the new flowers. I ain't never known nothing about no flowers. Amen. But praise the Lord. Listen, we thank you. I got the saint, Sister Mel is texting me, Sister Kenya, the saint all over texting me. Amen. So
yay.
Look, we thank you so much for tuning in. Meet us back here Friday night. Amen. We're going to do, as we did last Friday night, we'll have our prayer service. It'll be mixed in with it. We'll kind of try to do it all in one night, and maybe next week we'll come back and have Wednesday night prayer. But we want you to be encouraged. We're going to say our final prayer and benediction on tonight, and we want you to be encouraged. Father, in Jesus' name, once more and again, we thank you. We appreciate you. This is the day that you've made, and according to your word, we have rejoiced, and we are glad in it. We thank you for your anointing that came through on tonight that made teaching easy. And God, we just appreciate you. We pray that every heart that tuned in on tonight, be it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, or however long they tuned in, we pray that they were blessed. And God, we even ask you tonight, especially starting with me as the pastor, that you search my heart, I'm asking like David, when David said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. So before I ask you to, God, to clean anyone else and touch anyone else's heart, I'm asking you, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of a heart transplant spiritually on tonight. So touch my heart in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless every member, every family, every friend, every enemy of our fellowship, of our church. And we pray for our enemies. God, we ask that you would bless them, that you would bless them,
yes,
that you would give them good health, bless their families. God, whoever they,
yes,
that person or that whoever that person is, and we just thank you. As we get ready to leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always.
I am with you always, even to the end.
Even until the end of the world. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Take me.